Blog Talk Radio.
Go for it. Go. Go for it. Hello, welcome to Go For It. I'm your host, Paul Gann, on blogtalkradio.com. For the next hour, we're going to be talking sports and nothing but sports, man. And we're going to have a good time doing it. The number to reach me, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And you can listen at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button, and at the top of the page, look for the show, Go For It, under the category of sports. Also, you can chat live with me at my show page at blogtalkradio.com. And if you have any questions, comments, you can hit me up on my email at goforit.gan@gmail.com. That's goforit.gan@gmail.com. I hope everybody had a good week this week. And today, man, we're going to be talking Eagles quarterbacks. That's right, Eagles quarterbacks. If you don't know me, I'm a big Philadelphia Eagles fan. I live in the Philadelphia area, and I support my Eagles. And I hear the argument. I'm hearing the big argument now as I read the newspapers, as I walk around town. Who should be the quarterback next year? Is it time for McNabb to go? Should it be Kevin Cobb? Or should it be Michael Vick? Who should it be? And my answer to you, to them, and to you, and to all of us, it's got to be Donovan McNabb. It's got to be Donovan McNabb. The guy gives you the best chance to win. If you look at him last year, 3,500+ yards, threw for that, 22 touchdowns, and he missed two games. So mind you, if he plays those two games, you're talking about 25, maybe 26, 27 touchdowns. You're talking maybe close to 4,000 yards passing. He missed two games. He's a Pro Bowler. He was a Pro Bowler. Believe it or not, Donovan McNabb was a Pro Bowler, and he led this ball club to 11 wins, a very flawed ball club at that. I mean, look who you had inside playing your middle linebacker position, Jeremiah Trotter. This is not Jeremiah Trotter in 2004. We're talking about a 2010 version of Jeremiah Trotter. So, I mean, you got to look at that. You got to look at the secondary. The secondary wasn't any good. The safety position was a problem. They never replaced Brian Dawkins. If you look at the offensive line, that also was a problem. Now, I know everybody's saying, okay, Kevin Cobb, 300 yards, back-to-back games, 300-yard performances. Come on, Kevin Cobb. But did you guys realize in those two games, there was three interceptions thrown by Kevin Cobb? Do you realize that? And these are probably the same people who were blasting Kevin Cobb last year when he played that Baltimore game and he stunk up the joint. These were probably the same people, the exact same people saying, you know what, Kevin Cobb stinks. He stinks. He's no good. And now you get two games, two 300-yard performances, and now we got the next Joe Montana. Come on, guys. Now, I heard Michael Vick. I heard the talk of Michael Vick. Let's keep Michael Vick. Well, Eagles did pay that roster bonus, $1.5 million. They paid the roster bonus. So Vick will be here, or he's here for now. He may get traded if Eagles get the right value, he may get traded. So Vic is still on the roster right now, and some are clamoring for Vic. Again, I say to you, Vic is at this stage of the game, he's a project. He's a guy who's missed a lot of time. So he's not ready to step in. And if you look at Donovan McNabb, just look at the resume. Please look at the resume. 11 seasons. Five NFC championship games, a Super Bowl appearance, six Pro Bowls, all that, and a guy who was a Pro Bowler last year, and a guy who played fairly well last year. And like I brought up just a few minutes ago, the Eagles had other issues. Their issues really was not the quarterback position. It was the other issues that was the problem last year for the Philadelphia Eagles. So again, 5 NFC Championship games, 6 Super Bowls, a Super Bowl appearance, 6 Pro Bowls. Folks, it goes back to an old saying, you don't know what you got till it's gone. So that's what we're going to be talking this today. Who should be the quarterback next year for the Eagles? Should it be D-Nab? Should it be Kevin Cobb? Should it be Mike Vick? I want you to discuss that. We're going to discuss that today. I want your opinions. The number, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And you can listen at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show Go For It. And again, if you have any email comments, please send me an email at goforit.gan@gmail.com. That's goforit.gan@gmail.com. Also this week in the world of sports, the tragedy of Darren Williams, the Broncos cornerback, was shot in 2007 at a club on New Year's Day 2007 at a club by a known gang member. And sad story. I mean, the man was only 23 years old, had a full life ahead of him, and his life was ended by violence. And it's just sad because he's a young man. He had a full, like I said before, he had a full life ahead of him, and it's just like that is done. And the shooting happened at a club. Apparently some of Williams's group got into an altercation with the gang members group, and apparently, Williams was shot by the gang member. And it leads me to ask this question to everyone and all of you out there. Should the athletes not be allowed in the club? Should it be mandated in their contract? Should the contract say this? Hey, young man, you're not allowed in the club. You're not allowed in the club. It's just too much out there, too many issues out there, too many things. And you got to look at it this way. These athletes are targets. They're targets. And you can go on any website, read any newspaper, and you can find out how much money these guys make. So these guys are targets. And right now, if you look at it, we're in a bad economy. One of the worst economies we had in years. And, you know, people are struggling. And when people are struggling, people do desperate things. So, to me, and it goes back to something you used to always hear, and something I always heard. Nothing good happens after 12 o'clock. Nothing good happens after 12 a.m. And a lot of times when these guys are at the clubs and they're out there late at night, doing God knows what, around people doing God knows what. So you have to be careful in that situation. And if you're these guys who are hanging out in the clubs, you're targets. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful. So the question becomes, should it be mandated in an athlete's contract that they cannot be in clubs? That's another thing we're going to discuss today. So far we're discussing equal quarterbacks. Who do you want? Do you want McNabb? Do you want Cobb? Do you want Vic? And we're also looking at whether athletes should not be allowed in the club. Whether athletes, should it be mandated in their contracts that they are not allowed to be in a club? Because, again, like I said before, nothing good tends to happen in those environments, it leads to a lot of trouble. I mean, if you're going into an environment where guys have to be patted down, where guys have to be wanded with metal detectors, you know you may not be going into one of the most safe environments. So it's just something for all of us to think about, and something we're going to discuss today. Also, I got to get your nominations for the Big Dummy of the Week, a.k.a. the Lamont Award. I got to get your nominations. Last week, a lot of people chose AI, Allen Iverson. I don't know why, but a lot of people chose him. And I chose Chad Ochocinco because Chad was jogging in the woods naked. Jogging in the woods naked. So, I mean, with that being said, Chad, I had to call you a dummy. There's nothing personal, Chad. I love you. But you're a big dummy, Chad. So Chad Ochocinco was our big dummy of the week last week. And hopefully you guys will nominate some this week. And I'll give you my big dummy of the week at the end. And again, the numbers to reach me are 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. You can listen at Blog Talk Radio. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show Go For It under the category of sports. And also, if you want to send emails to the show, you can send them at goforit.gant@gmail.com. Again, that's goforit.gant@gmail.com. Again, Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick, Kevin Cobb, who should be your quarterback? Who do you want to be the Eagles quarterback next year? Should it be McNabb? Should it be Cobb? Should it be Vick? You decide. I laid it out. I told you it should be Donovan McNabb for a simple reason. Again, the resume speaks for itself, and the stats last year speak for themselves. Granted, I'll give those who say, okay, he stunk the joint up in Dallas twice. He did. I can't argue with that performance last year. I can't do it, and I won't do it. He stunk the joint up. Whoever said that he stunk the joint up, you are absolutely positively correct. He did stink the joint up last week, those last 2 weeks in Dallas. But you have to look, like I said before, you have to look at it also from the offensive line. The offensive line was hard last year. Near the end of the year, you lost Jamal Jackson, who was a big guy in the middle that's playing the center position. You lost that guy again, and Sean Andrews wasn't there, who, when healthy, is a Pro Bowl caliber offensive lineman. So you miss those two guys, and those two guys would have been would definitely have helped that offensive line and would have gave McNabb the protection that was necessary for him to be successful. And he didn't get that last year in those two football games. And it cost the football team, and it made him look bad. And he did look bad. He looked very bad. And I know. We always tend to fall in love with the other girl. We always tend to fall in love. We always see the grass being greener on the other side. But it's not always that way. It's not always greener. It's just not always greener. You think it's greener. But like I said before, folks, you don't know what you have until it's gone. And I hate to see what we will have when McNabb is gone. I say do it this way. Here's the way I do it. McNabb has 1 year left on his contract. Let it play out. Let's see what Donovan does. Let's see what Donovan does. You have 1 year, Donovan, to get it right. You still have Cobb under contract. You got 1 year, Donovan, to get it right. Let's see what you can do. And if you do the right thing, Donovan, if you play and you ball and you get this team back to where this team needs to be, then, hey, we'll give you a new deal, and you're the Eagle quarterback. You're an Eagle quarterback. And more than likely, he'll want to stay, especially with Andy Reid being here, because he's very familiar with Andy Reid's offense. He's been under that offense since he's been in the league. So why, at that stage of the game, why would you want to switch, go to a situation where you may have a new offense, where you may have to learn a new offense? And he doesn't want to do that, especially as a veteran. You don't want to do that as a veteran. You don't want to have to learn a new offense. You don't want to have to go to a different situation. You want to go to a place that's familiar to you. And Philadelphia is familiar to him. So, to me, Donovan McNabb is the guy that you have for one more year. I think there's enough weapons around him now. Granted, you released Brian Westbrook, but Brian Westbrook wasn't the Brian Westbrook of old. So you replaced him with a guy like a LeSean McCoy. You replaced him with a guy like Leonard Weaver. You replaced him with decent guys and guys who picked up the slack last year when Westbrook was down. So you replaced Westbrook. Now, in terms of your wide receivers, you have a Jeremy Maclin, who had a very good rookie season, very good rookie season. And you have a bona fide stud in DeSean Jackson. You have a star there in DeSean Jackson. And so you got weapons there. And did I forget Brent Celek? I did forget Brent Celek. You got the tight end Brent Celek, who again, had a marvelous season last year for the Philadelphia Eagles. He had a great year. Brent Celek had a great year for the Eagles. And you can't argue with his production. He replaced L.J. Smith and did a great job of replacing L.J. Smith. And has done a great job for the Eagles last year. And he's a guy that could be a Pro Bowler in the years to come. He has that type of ability, and he's shown it. I mean, 76 receptions, 971 yards, and 8 touchdowns. I mean, that's a great year. That is a great, great year. 76 receptions, 971 yards, and 8 touchdowns. So it's a great year for Brent Celek. So, again, you have a stud there in Brent Celek. You have a stud there in him. And, again, DeSean Jackson. You can't say much about the guy. I mean, what else can you say? What else can you say about the guy? What else can you say about this guy? I mean, what else can you say? He stepped on the scene last year. I mean, last year he was a beast. He was a big play guy. And DeSean Jackson was a big play guy. And if you look at it, I mean, 9 touchdowns, over 1,100 yards receiving. I mean, this guy was a stud. He was a stud last year. So you got playmakers, man. You got playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. So, again, which one do you want? Do you want McNabb? Do you want Cobb? Do you want Vic? And also, we're also talking whether athletes, should it be mandated in their contract that they cannot go to clubs? And I'm talking about this off on the heels of what happened in Denver on New Year's Eve 2007 and what happened this week when the person who killed former Broncos cornerback Darren Williams was convicted of murder this week. So, and Williams was killed in the club. He was killed on New Year's Day 2007 in the club. I mean, granted, more than likely he wasn't out there looking for trouble, but trouble found him. And more often than not, trouble seems to find these athletes when they go into these environments. And it found him, unfortunately. And unfortunately, it's finding a lot of others. And being an African-American man myself, I find it to be, it's almost painful for me to see that a lot of what is going on and a lot of things that are happening center around African-American athletes. And it's sad to say it, but it's true. I mean, you see it all the time. It's true. This is the stuff that's going on out there. And to me, guys, a lot of reasons these guys are getting into trouble is because they're in wrong places. They're in the nightclubs. And like I said before, folks, We're in a bad economy. So all over the newspapers, all over various websites, you can see that what these guys are making. You can see the contract. You can see what these guys are making. Therefore, they're targets. They are targets. They are targets. And unfortunately, a lot of bad things happen in the club. So again, the number is 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show. Go for it. And again, we're talking McNabb, Vic, or Cobb. We're also talking about whether it should be mandated in the athlete's contract that they cannot go to clubs. And we're also asking for your big dummy of the week. We have a caller. Hello, you're on Go For It.
Hello, Paul?
Yes. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Jacqueline.
Hey, Jacqueline, how are you? Welcome to Go For It. Go For It.
I just wanted to give a response in reference to the mandate on the athlete's contract. I personally don't think it's necessary. I mean, just as we're unemployed, we're allowed to go out and, you know, carry on our social life or our private life in any way that we like, and I think the athlete should have that same right.
Right. And, well, at the same time, will you acknowledge that they are targets?
Sure they are, but I think that's something that they need to deal with personally. I don't think any employer should have any control over what someone does socially. They need to become disciplined. And why should we give that much control to the league, their employer? I don't think it's necessary.
But at the same time, let's think about what happens when you go into a club. More often than not, you're patted down. You either go through a metal detector or you're wanded. And why would you want to be in an environment that would subject you to possible violence? You know what I mean? Why would you want to be in that environment?
Every club is it violent? I mean, have you been to a club?
I've been to a club, sure.
Yeah,
sure, but and I've also been to clubs where I was patted down before I went in there. And
okay,
and I'm saying to myself now that...
And in a club, I mean, you're a responsible man, aren't you?
I try to be, sure. But at the same time, not everybody that's in there is responsible.
Okay, I'm going to mandate you that you're not allowed to go to a club. How would you feel, Paul? I mean,
well,
I think it's ridiculous.
Let me ask you a question. Would you call... I'm not a target. But these guys are. I'm not the target. These guys are a target.
How do you know that you're not a target? If you go to
a
club,
I'm a target. Why would you want to do something to me? I'm not doing anything. I don't. You don't see on the websites what kind of money I make. You don't know that. You don't know what I have. So and with these guys, you know what they have. You know what the money that they're making. You know it. You know it. It's on every website. It's in every newspaper. You know that. So you're a target.
You're telling me that because if I were an athlete, that I'm now a target, that I need to be mandated?
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think athletes are targets?
Absolutely.
Okay. So with that being said, why would you go in an environment that can be violent at times?
An environment where
individuals are drinking various types of liquors. And when people are under an influence, they act a certain way. Some people have beer muscles. Some people do things that they normally don't do in those environments.
Right.
So, again, why would you subject yourself to that? Now, I mean, I agree with you. At the same time, it's kind of hard to mandate where an individual should go. You're right. And in that respect, you're right. But at the same time, you are a target. As a professional athlete, you are a target.
How does that give your employer to have a right or control over how you live your life outside of your job? I mean,
as a professional athlete, if you are in these environments, let's just say you're out one night, you're drinking all these different types of liquors, various beers and whatnot, and you get behind the wheel, and you're stopped for a DUI. And being stopped for the DUI, you're subjecting yourself to a possible suspension. So with that being said, you are affecting your employer. You're affecting the team that employs you. So in some respect, you are affecting the employer.
I see what you're saying, but I think it's going a bit far to give or allow the employer to have that much control. I think they need to, mind their business. And for me, if I were an athlete, I absolutely wouldn't put up with it. I wouldn't. That's just me.
Well, all right. So let's say you're an athlete. Let's say you're an athlete now, Jacqueline. You're an athlete now, and would you subject yourself to this? Would you hang out in these nightclubs, these bars, all hours of the night when you're a target? Would you do it?
If I'm a target.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to do?
Sure. Mind you, when you go in this environment, you got big chains, you're blinged out, you got your earrings is probably big, you got a big chain, and you're in these environments and you're a target because how much money you make, and now you become another target because of the jewelry that you have on. So why would you subject yourself to that?
Because I want to do what I want to do. And if I'm a grown person, I should be able to control myself in a way where I'm not going to get myself in trouble. And just because of my employment, I should not be told where I can or cannot go. I'm sorry. I don't agree with it. Maybe you like to do that, Paul. Maybe you will sign up for that contract. Me personally, I'm not going to do it.
Okay, and I respect your opinion.
If that's what you want to do, then Paul, go ahead and do it.
Okay, fine, so be it. But also, do you have a big dummy of the week?
I do, but he's an athlete. Can I tell you?
Sure.
But I still have no D'Angelo.
Oh yeah, I think I heard that story. But please brief us on that.
D'Angelo apparently is arrested in New York for trying to solicit sexual action from someone.
Wow. I know I heard something about this, but I didn't get the whole story. So I guess she was a lady, a wonderful lady, such a wonderful lady. So that's your nomination. D'Angelo as your big dummy of the week?
He's my big dummy of the week. And
okay,
thanks
for your call.
All right, thank you.
Again, the number. 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show Go For It under the category of sports. And again, you can send messages to the show at goforit.gan@gmail.com. Again, that's goforit.gan@gmail.com. So send your messages there. We'll read them on the air, and we'll take it from there. So, again, we're talking Eagles football. Which quarterback do you want? Do you want Vic? Do you want Cobb? Do you want McNabb? I want my Donovan back. I want McNabb back. And again, our other topic is whether it should be in the contract where if the contract states you're not allowed to be in the club. You're not allowed to be in the club because you are a target. And again, I brought that up because what happened on New Year's Day 2007 with Darren Williams, he was shot by a suspected gang member, a known gang member in the Denver area. And this week, the jury convicted the gang member of murder. And it's sad to me because, again, 23 years old, and then the life was cut short because of violence. And maybe it wouldn't have happened if Darren wasn't in the club, but you can't really blame Darren in that situation. He is 23 years old. He does have a lot of money in his pocket, and he was looking to have a good time. And unfortunately, and trying to have that good time, his life was cut short. And, you know, it's sad. It's just, all you can say is, the only word I can say is it's sad. And that's the only word you really can say. And again, we're also looking for that big dummy of the week. We're looking for the big dummy of the week. We got one nomination. We got D'Angelo. So right now we're looking for more. We're looking for more nominations for the big dummy of the week. We're looking for that. We're looking for your nominations. And like I said, last week we had Chad Ochocinco. The callers, most of the callers last week, they chose AI, Allen Iverson, because of his pending divorce, and which is really not fair because how can you? I mean, there's two sides to every story, and how can you just do that to say to AI, you know what? His wife filed for divorce, so now you're the big dummy of the week because his wife filed for divorce. I mean, come on. That's not fair. That's not fair. There's three sides to every story, actually. His side and her side, and there is the truth. Also, watching NBA basketball last night, LeBron James, he made his return. Nice line for LeBron James, 23 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. So LeBron is back. And now the Cavaliers, they have their guy, LeBron James. And he had a great game. So the Cleveland Cavaliers, they could be there at the end. They have that look of a team that will be there and can be there at the end. So you got to give them a lot of credit, man. And they're without Shaq. They're without Ilgauskas. It looks like I said before last week, that he'll sign eventually with the Cavaliers. So they're without all these guys, and they're still playing top-notch, high-level basketball. And they're also without Antoine Jamison. And again, it doesn't stop them from playing high-level, big-time basketball. Also, tonight, big fight. And Big D, which is Dallas, Manny Pacquiao, Joshua Clatty. Should be a good one. And I'm looking forward to seeing that fight. I'm looking forward to see how the stadium, first of all, how that looks on TV with the ring. I'm very interested to see how that looks. I think it's going to be a good fight tonight, man. And then a lot of people are picking Pacquiao. And I got to be honest with you, man. When I watched Pacquiao Cotto, and I saw the first round, I said to myself, I don't know if this guy could deal with Cotto's power. I don't know if this guy could deal with him. And I don't know if this guy has enough power to drop a Cotto. And he did it. He really gave it to Miguel Cotto. He really, really gave it to this guy. And now he's stepping into the ring with Joshua Clatty, a guy who many believe beat Cotto, who I really thought beat Cotto, and in their fight. So, and it's a guy who, unlike Joshua Clatty, his chin's amazing. He's a tough guy. He's a tough, tough, tough guy. And a guy who's going to be hard to stop. I don't think he's going to stop Joshua Clatty. And I think only way Clatty could really, really win this fight is I think Clatty has to knock him out. I'm not sure if Clatty's going to get that decision because mainly I believe that ultimately you want everybody. Well, ultimately Bob Arum, who promotes both Clatty and Pacquiao, would like to get Pacquiao in the ring with other guys, with bigger fights for bigger money. And mainly that could be Floyd Mayweather, who may have his hands full, who will have his hands full, actually, against Shane Mosley. So So, again, Claudy Pacquiao tonight. Who are you going for? Should be a good fight, man. And I'm up in the air right now on that. I'm telling you, I'm up in the air. I can't say definitively who I think is going to win that fight. But I do think Claudy has to stop him in order to win. I don't think he's going to get that decision. So, again, we're talking weather. Who should be the quarterback of the Eagles? Kevin Cobb, Donovan McNabb, or Mike Vick? And also, we're asking, should it be in the contract of professional athletes? Should it say, you're not allowed to go into the club? We have a caller. Hello,
Coach,
welcome
Jeremy,
to Go For It.
Jeremy from Fluba, how are you, Paul?
Doing well.
I think these are great topics. We were listening earlier, and I like to start with the fight, if you don't mind, and we'll certainly talk the football.
Okay, we'll start with the fight.
We have a fight party tonight here in Bluebell for anyone that's listening. Stop on down.
Okay. All right.
Shameless promotion.
Very shameless, but I'll give you that.
I was curious. You seem to once have been such a Pacquiao supporter, and now you're doubting his ability on a third, fourth-rung opponent?
Well, Joshua Claudy is a top-notch welterweight. Let's not get it twisted here. He's a top-notch welterweight.
He's been a top-notch welterweight and a Pacquiao opponent?
He's been in a ring with guys like Antonio Margarito, and would, as many believe, would have beat Margarito if he didn't break his hand. So Claudy broke his hand in that fight, and that affected him in that fight. Joshua Claudy, he beat Azab Judah. He was a champion at the welterweight level, and I'm saying he's a tough guy, and there's a guy with a big time chin. So it's gonna take
just
a lot
like Hatton. Just like Hatton. Sounds like Hatton, right, Paul?
Well, I wouldn't, not necessarily. I wouldn't.
Isn't that how Hatton was built? Tough guy, good chin.
Hatton's a tough guy, but he was stopped once before, and that was by Floyd Mayweather. So Claudy hasn't been stopped.
And Pacquiao has tonight.
I don't think Pacquiao has been stopped actually, and Claudy has not been stopped. So your pick.
So we've heard this. Now this is a breakthrough on the show. You've now come out and said it's not going to be Pacquiao. Pacquiao will lose the fight.
I'm saying I'm up in the air right now, and if you listen to the show, I'll give you my prediction at the end.
Well, I'll certainly be tuned. I guess we also want to talk the quarterback of the Eagles. I think it's fun. It's just like in the same line of if Pacquiao is going to lose, it's almost this rhetorical with theme you have today in the show. Well, what quarterbacks do you want? I guess I assume this is a rhetorical discussion because if you want to win next year, it's hands down, it's McNabb. I mean, if you're going to go with a guy.
I definitely would agree with that. I stated earlier in the show, 6 Pro Bowls, 5 NFC Championship appearances.
So Terrell Owens is a free agent. I guess the question I have for Paul is, when are the Eagles going to jump in?
I stated earlier in the show, and I stated last week, and I'll state it again. DeSean Jackson, 1,100 yards receiving last year. 9 touchdowns. Jeremy Maclin, a rookie, over 700 yards receiving. Brent Celek, 76 receptions last year. I mean, guys, there's weapons there. So I don't want a T.O. I don't need a T.O. this year. Years past, I would say, you know what, give me T.O. But this year, the wide receivers, they're fine. They're more than adequate. They're actually a strength for this ball club.
What about LaDainian Tomlinson, Paul?
I don't know if I really want LT. I really like Weaver, and I know Weaver's a fullback, but Weaver has proven that he can take some carries. And also I like McCoy. McCoy's proven again last year that he has some promise. He's shown some promise. And I think McCoy and Weaver can carry the load as they did last year.
Well, I guess you're saying if the offense is in good shape, then what about a guy like Joey Poyter, who on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, the linebacking core last year was basically non-existent.
And the
obvious answer is going to be they have the middle linebacker coming back, Stuart Bradley, but you look at a guy, you add a guy, Joey Porter, established in this league, all pro, perennial All-Pro.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm wondering when you're going to say at some point that there's a need on this organization, there's a need on this team. You know, you claim there's no need on the receiving core, no need in a tight end core, no need in the running back core. I mean, so basically, the Eagles are a world champion.
I think the offensive line definitely is something we have to look at next year. Hopefully, Jamal Jackson comes back healthy.
Not the
Sean
defense
Andrews.
That just gave up 40
Sean
points.
Andrews. Sean Andrews, we're not sure with him. You would like to see him come back, be healthy, and then have his mind in the proper place. So, and I think you gotta get a safety. You didn't replace Dawkins last year. You didn't replace Stuart Bradley, who went down. And you don't have a guy on the other end of Trent Cole. You need a guy there. So you have some
so you.
You have some holes on the defensive side of the football, yes.
Well, it's good to hear you. It's good to hear you speak critical of an Eagles ball club that fell flat on their face.
Well, granted, last year, I don't think last year was McNabb's fault. I mean, he'll take some of the blame because let's be honest. I stated earlier the Cowboy game. I can't defend those performances. He was horrible. Only thing I could say is that I could talk about the offensive line and how they played, but I can't defend that.
And then it becomes, you know, the one salient point. I guess the only, for me, something that you're talking about that means something.
You use a lot of big words, by the way, but continue.
Well, you know, I try. Thank you.
A lot of SAT words, I see, but continue.
And that's if these athletes need to have, you know, contracts that prohibit inappropriate behavior.
Should they be allowed in the club? Should the contract state, you know what, such and such, you can't go into the club?
Well, I mean, one of the things I guess I look at is if you're a law enforcement officer, you're prohibited from doing certain things. If you have certain jobs, you know, in this country, prohibit you from doing – if you work for example, if you work for the Department of Treasury, you're not allowed – the government says you are not allowed to have any other job – or earnable income, and if so, taking that job,
I'm gonna take that requirement.
I'm
going to take your word for that. I'm not sure definitively whether that's true or not true, but I'm going to take your word for it. Let's continue.
Thank you for taking my word. But in any event, well, you're being paid millions of dollars,
mm-hmm.
And going into the club with a gun in your pocket and shooting yourself in the thigh, going into the club and you know frolicking with a 20-year-old. Woman, I mean, and the team has invested their future.
Hopefully she's 21 because she's in the club, but continue.
Well, but the reports are out that she's 20 years old. So, I mean, again, it's clear that you get into these environments and the only thing
Who's 20 years old? What
are we? I was referencing the Ben Roethlisberger fiasco.
Okay. We didn't get to that, but continue.
And I guess, you know, the issue centers around – when do professional athletes, when are they going to have to sacrifice a part of their personal life, personal existence, for the benefit of their career? You know, they're driving motorcycles, getting into accidents,
let's
women.
Let's answer the question. I mean, there are clauses.
Well, I think it's unequivocally, it's a yes for me, Paul.
And there are clauses in certain athletes and contracts where you can't get on motorcycles. So I mean... should it be mandated?
That was
you're saying yes. You're saying yes, it should be mandated that, you know what, you can't go there. You can't go there.
And there's, it's, you know, it's also, I read these articles of what's the off season and the athletes, you know, are working so hard during their season. And then I wonder, and I look at it and I think to myself, so I guess if that's the argument society wants to bring, you know, there are teachers out there, I know a few of them, I wonder if it's acceptable then for a teacher who's not working in the summertime to, you know, gallivant and you know, not keep the same moral fiber that they have during, you know, the school year. I know a lot of teachers are prohibited.
I think there are clauses in a teacher's contract where there is some moral clauses in those contracts.
Right, and there aren't moral clauses in an athlete's contract?
There are. But my point, and one of the reasons I sort of agree with you, but I don't agree with you, one of the reasons I do agree with you is, you, like I said to another caller, again, Everything is on the newspapers. Everything is on websites. We know how much you make. And you go into these clubs with all these different type of jewelries and all these things. You therefore become a target. In these bad economic times, you become more of a target. You become more of a target.
That's referencing the fact that the athlete has perspective. And I guess my question to you is, if your point's going to be that they're putting their business out there, well, let's look at Tiger Woods, who we spoke about last week. I mean, here's a guy who's worth $1 billion, and you would think it's smarter than to be text messaging women relentlessly. I mean, I think the athlete,
I understand where you're going with Tiger, but at the same time, I don't know how relevant it is to this particular point here.
Well,
Tiger exposed himself exposed himself by being in some of these bars and clubs and whatnot, and getting these and being with certain types of women.
If there was something in these all athletes' contracts, you know, that not only said to them, you're not allowed to do it, but if you're found doing it, you're going to lose money.
Let me ask you a question. Is it fair for me as your employer to dictate what you do after hours? Let's go through this. Just say you're going to that club. You're 21 years old. So therefore, you're legally allowed to be in there. You're just going to have a good time, man. You're enjoying the fruits of your labor. You work hard all week. You can't go out and enjoy
only
the fruits
fair.
Of your labor. You're not doing anything wrong. You're just enjoying the fruits of your labor, man.
So your question now is going to be answered in this regard, and it's very short and it's very sweet. It's salient when the athlete signs his name on the contract that says you're not able. You're not if you say this is prohibited, and the athlete says okay, then that's when it becomes acceptable. I see. An erosion of any ability in this country for individuals to stand up and say, well, I want to take the $20 million. I want the $40 million guaranteed signing bonus. I want the guarantee, the NBA star who gets a 10-year, 5-year, 8-year guaranteed $80 million, but I don't want to give anything in return. And I won't give anything, including my personal life. But I want, and I want, and I want, and I want, but I'm not willing to give anything. I'm not willing to be a partner in the fruits of an $80 million contract. I wonder if every individual who isn't a pro athlete got a chance to sign these difficult contracts that you and I are debating. How many people who want that pro contract would say, you know what, I would do it? And I'm not saying that people are going to follow the rules. But if there's something in place to penalize someone for doing something that has a definitive detriment, I mean, Ben Roethlisberger has hurt
is it truly a detriment? I mean, it can be a detriment, but this doesn't always have to be a detriment. If you're going in here, and again, I said it before, you work hard, man. You're a young man. You got a lot of money. You just want to go out and have a good time. You're not looking to hurt anybody. You're not looking to bother anybody. You're just looking to go out there and have a good time. Is there anything wrong with that? I mean, you're off hours. You punched the clock. You did what you had to do. Now you're off.
When you're in a position to have envy around you, dangerous things are bound to happen sooner or later. That's how your car insurance, your life insurance is calculated. It's through risk management. There's probably statistics that determine that certain events are much likelier to happen. If you and I walk into the club, we can enjoy ourselves even if we have thousands of dollars in our pocket.
We are at risk because at the end of the day, when we go into a club, we don't get to pick and choose who goes in there. And additionally to that, if you're going into any type of environment where individuals have to be wanded, individuals have to go through metal detectors, where individuals have to be patted down, do you belong there? Do you belong there?
And then you're going to take it a step further and even ask if it needs to be debated. If your name, if your name is as known as Ben Roethlisberger, if your name is as known as these professional athletes are, do they? What is the I ask? What's the value in them being there? I mean, you're saying they worked all day. They deserve to enjoy themselves. There's no disagreement. If they want to enjoy themselves, I would think they'd want to do it in a responsible fashion. They worked their whole life to get to this point, and they're just willing to give it away by walking into a club with a gun in their pocket and then shooting themselves.
And you're referring to Plaxico Burress.
Well, and the list can go on, and look at Ray Lewis.
Well, again,
There's athlete after athlete after athlete who arguments can be made that Ben Roethlisberger is being set up. Plaxico Burress, it was an accident. The only person he hurt was himself. Ray Lewis was the charges were clear.
Plaxico could have hurt others. He could have hurt others. Thank God he only hurt himself. But continue.
Well, I'm just throwing the argument out there. His defense attorneys made. But there's athlete after athlete, but at its core, it always seems as if people and the danger is finding the celebrity rather than the celebrity finding the danger. And so when you look at maybe the teams, the organizations, the leagues coming together and maybe saying, look, this preventative measure, while it seems difficult to impose, while it seems unfair to impose, it's for the greater good. Look at the trial out in Denver, Paul. There's a gentleman murdered.
I'm glad you said that because I referenced that earlier in the show, and I talked about that. And I talked about how sad it was. Again, man, you had a 23-year-old guy who was shot down. But the reality of it is, at the same time, he's 23 years old. At the same time, he worked all week. He did what he had to do. He handled his business in some respect. And in handling your business, you should be allowed at that point to enjoy the fruits of your labor, enjoy the money that you made. And granted, you are a target. Yes, you are a target. But how can I tell you, you know what, you can't enjoy it? You can't enjoy
it. So then is it fair? Is it fair for a teacher?
You can't enjoy your money the way you want to enjoy your money.
But
it's not illegal to go into a club when you're 21 years old.
And you're making the argument that a teacher can't
enjoy
the money that they're making.
It's not illegal for an individual to go to strip clubs or whatnot, if you're over 18 years old, you're allowed to go in there. So it's not illegal for these guys to do that. Do you subject yourself?
But it's illegal for a teacher. It's illegal for a teacher to have a Facebook.
Do you subject yourself to certain things? Yes, you do. You do subject yourself to certain things. Yes, you do.
But Paul, you're saying at all times, it's always, you know, this give and take of the poor athlete who doesn't get a chance to enjoy themselves, but certain counties in the states and country don't allow teachers to have Facebooks, the MySpaces, because they claim that it's inappropriate, and the teacher has to abide by that. But your argument should be, well, shouldn't they get a chance to enjoy themselves on Facebook the way you and I do? I mean, when are you going to say that that an athlete who's given much more than
can you die on Facebook? I mean.
Sure you can.
I understand the comparison you're trying to make, but let's kind of keep it towards the club situation. Let's try to keep it towards the club situation. And you're trying to make a comparison.
So you're saying the only place that an athlete can enjoy themselves is a club.
The only place
that Ben Roethlisberger could have enjoyed himself was a club in Dallas. He doesn't have the afforded luxury to go out and buy. He could buy a club. He could buy a 40,000 square foot mansion.
I understand what you're saying, but I mean, again, Big Ben is a young man, and he wanted to enjoy the fruits of his labor.
That's
not the only way he can enjoy the fruits of his.
Couldn't
labor.
He have gone to church, Paul? Couldn't he have enjoyed himself in church
and talking about Big Ben hasn't been charged with anything. Let's put that out there right now. He hasn't been charged with anything. As we're speaking today on March 13th, 2010, Ben Roethlisberger has not been charged with anything.
So, but Paul,
let's be clear with that. Let's be clear, because we have to be fair. We have to be fair. We have to be fair.
And we can be fair, and we will be fair, but I guess, again, I just want to reiterate that the only enjoyable atmosphere that these athletes have and an outlet you're claiming now is the club. They can't go to church. They can't go to dinner. They can't go bowling. There's no movies available. This country only has one way for an athlete to enjoy themselves.
Again. You're a young man. You're a young person. You just want to live your life. You want to enjoy your life.
So you have to live your life.
One of the ways that young people enjoy their lives is in that environment. Before we go, do you have a big dummy of the week?
Well, I guess I do have a big dummy of the week, and I'm going to nominate Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay.
For putting himself in a situation to let the public be reminded that the athlete is the biggest dummy. Just right after Tiger Woods, now we have Ben Roethlisberger to laugh at.
Okay, and I thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right, we got about 4 minutes to go in the show. The last caller nominated Ben Roethlisberger as his big dummy of the week. And actually, that's my big dummy of the week. Last week, if you guys haven't heard, Big Ben was accused of a sexual assault by a woman in Georgia. Now, again, I stated to the caller, and I'll state to you, as of right now, Big Ben has not been charged with anything. He has not been charged. But I have to say this, and the caller said it, and I have to reiterate it. At the same time, Big Ben, why are you putting yourself in this position? Do you know that you're the same guy, Big Ben, that has a civil suit pending against you by a woman in Nevada who said that you did this to her. You did this similar type behavior to her. Big Ben, come on, Big Ben. You got to be smarter. You got to be smarter than that, man. You got to be smarter than that, Big Ben. Come on. You got to be smarter than that. And you weren't smart, Big Ben. Actually, you were pretty stupid. Actually, Big Ben, you were dumb. Actually, Big Ben, you were a big, big dummy. You were the big dummy. Big Ben, you are my big dummy of the week, Big Ben. You are the big dummy of the week, Big Ben. And Big Ben, for that, you get the Lamont Award as the big dummy of the week. Big Ben, in the future, please be careful where you go. Please be careful what you do. You have a lot going for you. You make a lot of money. You got a lot of things going for you. Don't do things like that in the future, Big Ben. Be smarter. Don't be a big dummy. Please don't be a big dummy. And that is why you are my big dummy of the week. So we thank everyone who called this week. It's the second show. Go for it, Doc. Go for it. It was a good time. Good time speaking to you. Good time hearing your opinion, hearing your views, because your views are important. And again, next week when you want to call, the number is 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show. Go for it. And again, you can send me messages at goforit.gant@gmail.com. That's goforit.gant@gmail.com. So again, something for you to think about as you go into the week. Who should be your Eagles quarterback? If you're an Eagles fan, who should be your quarterback? Should it be McNabb? Should it be Vic? Should it be Cobb? Just something for you to think about as you go into the week. And again, we had a lot of discussion about whether athletes shouldn't be allowed in the club. Should it be in their contract that they're not allowed in the club? And again, I said it before, and I'll say it again. You are exposing yourself as an athlete because everybody knows what you have. It's on the TVs. It's on the internet. It's in the newspapers. It's in magazines. We all know what you have. So you do expose yourself in a lot of ways. So unfortunately, athletes, stay out the club. All right, stay out. Stay out the club. All right? So thank you for all for joining in for Go For It this week. We're going to join you next week, and we're going to have a good time talking sports because that's what we do here on Go For It. And, again, I'll leave you with Go Listen to Go For It. See you next week. I'm Paul Gant. Hope you enjoyed the show. Bye.